Colossians chapter 1. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And that Him is Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank You that You have indeed provided Him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that was indeed through Him and by Him that we, and all that is, were created. And Lord, we were not created by happenstance or chance, but by Your purposeful workings. You intentionally brought this universe, this solar system, this planet, this world, this community, this church, me. You brought each one of us intentionally into being. Each one in its proper time. Each one for the purpose which You have foreordained. And so, Lord, we just come before You right now, seeking after Your purpose for ourselves and for this body. And we say, Lord, might we be good instruments of fulfilling that purpose You have for us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Sunday school class started the purpose-driven life today. I hope your classes went well. If you have not yet picked up a copy of the book, I believe there are still a couple copies on the back table. Phyllis, do you have any extra copies, or you have all the ones that you have are committed for? Okay. She has a couple left, and there were one or two left on the table back there. If you don't have one yet, I encourage you to grab one. I've been chastised for giving people prices of $10.75. They said I should have just gone $11 on it. It's easier for the people who do the counting, I guess. But again, whatever. If you've got a dollar, that's all you can pay for it right now, that's fine. Put the money in every week, every other week, once a month until it's paid for, whatever. Take the book. This is an important thing that everybody here goes through it, and everybody has their own copy so that you can read it, because it has daily readings, and that as you read it, you can interact with it. This isn't meant to just read this whole book in one sitting. You're supposed to read the one day's reading and then think about it, contemplate it. Go back and maybe read it again, highlight it, write some notes in it, maybe pick up one of the journals if you're a journaler type person, and write that, how it affected you. We had somebody testify that they took this home and somebody else picked it up and they read it. They read the first three and then they went and reread the third days, and they said, you know, this is so good. You know, it doesn't seem like church stuff, but yet it's all about the Bible. It's all about God. So these are, so people who wouldn't pick up, you can leave your Bible sitting there and they won't pick it up. But they pick up this and they're reading it, and what it is an entryway to God's Word. It's a bridge that helps people to get from here with nothing, they go to here to be able to spend more time in studying this. It's a helpful bridge. It's a tool. Opening portion says, what on earth am I here for? People have been asking that question since we've been people. Adam wanted to know, why am I here? Well, God gave him a job. He said, go out and name them animals. And he did that. And he's done with that. And he said, okay, now what? That's kind of what we are. We're always looking for what our purpose is. Why are we here? What are we supposed to be doing? Sometimes we think that our purpose is very personal. You know, the world is taught that you look inside to find your purpose. But what they found is that's an empty search. And you would have found that in today's reading, if you've read today's reading already. This search that we go on can really only be satisfied by looking at our Maker. Because when you make something, you create it with a purpose. You know what it's for and why it was made. And each and every one of us are intentionally made by the Creator. That is a point which the church stands on, but oftentimes forgets. We kind of leave it behind. We especially in our society in America, we are so individualistic. We are so much the society of I and self that we forget that I was made and am indeed the property of God. But as we become Christians, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, He seals us with that seal of the Holy Spirit. Boom. That mark that says, this is mine. The word, we were bought with a price. It was paid for. What was that price? We were bought with the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which we were redeemed out of our sin. So first we were created by God, and then we were redeemed and bought back from our sin by God. For what purpose? Right. You say, why? Because God wanted to fellowship with us. Because God wanted to interact with us. Because God had a task for each of us to do. That's why. What's this? No. That's mine. No, it's not. This is the church's. But now, it could be a coaster. Could be a frisbee. My son took a broken one and made a little wind chime with it. But what is it? It's a CD, we say, a CD-ROM, a disc. But they're not all the same. These are blank. There's nothing on them. If you put them on a computer and tried to read them, nothing. You look at them now, they're kind of shiny. Ooh, pretty. Ooh. You sit there and look at. Here's what it is for. It's for looking at and going, ooh, look at the shiny light. Ever looked at one of these? Can you see the lights kind of shine out, little rainbow lights? Oh, it's so pretty. You know, and if you found me playing or using CDs for that, you'd all think of me, you're nuts. Okay, so I am. But that's not the point. It's not its intended purpose. It's for the purpose of one of these discs is so that information can be put on it and then accessed. This disc, they all come packaged differently. These are on a spindle, a stack of them, Those are blanks, yet to be written upon. This one's written upon, comes with a little paper thing there. This is actually a Logos Bible Atlas. This one has an atlas on it, many maps. This one has a beautiful picture of a mother and a child, little baby. Look inside, it's even got a picture printed on it. Now, the other one was blank, nothing looks so good. This one has a printed thing on it, that's a little picture of the baby, and these little songs that you could play, little lullabies. This is titled Lullabies, Close Your Eyes. What's the purpose of the disc? The information that was put on this is different than the information on this. Yet, the disc is the same, initially. Then they're changed even farther. This is a DVD. This one is a karaoke disc. A DVD player will not read a karaoke disc, at least not that we know of, not that we've been able to find. We've tried it. Nor will the karaoke disc read the DVD. And some computers won't read these, but they'll read these. And they're different. Because once the information's been put on there, they put on there in different ways, and they're for different purposes. This is a worship disc. This is a lullaby. This is a map. This is, my son would tell you, this is all in evil incarnate. This is Microsoft program, my Office program. This is publishing. Okay, but this is a different program than this. They're all different. The point being that while they may look alike, like you and I, they each one have ultimately a different purpose. Once the maker has gone and imprinted upon it that information he wants on there, it has now been given a different purpose. Now, I can still use this disc as a frisbee, as a coaster. I can use it to make chimes. I can use it to look at and go, oh, look at the pretty reflections of light. But what I'm not doing is using it for its purpose, if I do that. However, if I take this disc and I put it in my computer and I download the information and put that on there, I have now used this computer disc for its intended purpose. A lot of our lives are lived that way. We're running around, we're doing this, we're chasing that, and we're not doing anything like being downloaded into the computer like that particular program was. Now this one isn't meant to be downloaded onto your computer. This one is meant to be put in your CD player to play it so that your little baby can go to sleep. So, the point is that we, like CD discs, have been created with an individual purpose. And we need to fulfill that purpose. We can be used for many different things. In fact, it's possible to take some of these discs and write over them and to put a new purpose. God can overwrite any mistakes we make and heal. My son Chris, he got a disc for a game, and it was damaged. It had a little flaw on it. You look on the side in here, and you see how it's all nice and shiny and smooth and that. It had like this melted section right here, a big pimple thing. And so the disc wouldn't play. The information that was on there was hidden. Then it was damaged. But God, our Creator, when something like that happens to your life or my life, He can come back and He can rewrite it and fix it. When we've gotten off purpose, when we've used our lives like coasters and they've been damaged. Say, you know, I can never be used for my intended purpose. You know, whatever God intended for me to use, you know, I have abused my disc, my CD disc so terribly, I could never put it in the computer, it'll never read. But the issue is that with God's blood over us, when we go to God and say, Lord, heal me. Lord, renew me. Make me a new... What does He do? He makes us new creatures, new creations. indeed rewrites our purpose over our lives again. And He will do that time and again as necessary, so that we can come to Him and find our purpose. Where do we do it? Well, you know, what does Bible mean? Basic instructions before leaving earth. Anybody ever hear that before? I know several of you have. Yeah. Okay, Bible. This is the instruction book. This is where you find your purpose. You go to the Maker and you say, Potter, why did you make me? Why did the potter make the pot? Ask him. He'll tell you what that pot's for. Sometimes we can take a guess by looking at it. Gee, well, let's see, this one's got a handle on it. And it looks about the right size for me to put some coffee in or some tea. Maybe it's for drinking out of. But sometimes you look at something and you scratch your head and you go, I don't know, I can't figure this one out. Well, when we study God's Word, when we go and we spend time in prayer with Him, He talks to us and He tells us what our purpose is. Don't expect God to talk to you if you're unwilling to listen to Him. It's kind of a strange thing, but many of us want God to talk to us, but yet we won't take any time to listen to Him. Anybody here ever been guilty of that besides me? I want to know my purpose for life. God, tell me what it is. Oh, by the way, I'll talk to you later. Bye. That's the way we act. I know I've done it. What we need to do is say, and what we are going to be doing over these next 40 days as we go through this book together, is we're going to be saying, God, what's my purpose? Show me. And the author of this book is going to lean heavily on Scripture to show us that. He will indeed also show us a few things that come from outside of Scripture, but remember that as God directed the words, the steps, and actions of, say, King Nebuchadnezzar to come and take over, to bring judgment to the people of Israel, God can and does direct even the steps of those who claim nothing, to know nothing about God, or that there isn't even a God. Again, I'm going to go for the first day's reading. If you look at the quote from a man called Bertrand Russell, who was a renowned atheist, he said, unless you assume a God, the question of life's purpose is meaningless. Well, I know there's a purpose, because I've talked to God and He's told me what it is, at least for me. Told me my purpose is to be a pastor. That's why I'm here. Long and the short of it, I can give that. I'm supposed to also be a husband and a father. But that's, He called me to be a pastor. And how did I find that out? Well, I went searching for Him. And I talked to Him, and He told me. And I didn't go easily into the night either. He had to take me down with a Massey Ferguson tractor. Remember, Ed? I won't get into that story now. Point being is that it's only when we ask the question of the right source that we find the right answer. If I go to the potter to find out what the pot was made for, that would be reasonable. I do not go to the baker to find out why the potter made the pot. So don't go, nor do I necessarily ask the pot. How many pots talk back to you? Well, only if you have had a few before, right? Well, we're going to find our purpose. Because our purpose is in Christ. Because He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. That's what it says on the cover of your bulletin. Read it. And it was in Him, through Him, that all things were made. He is the Maker. And He held a purpose for each and every one of us. And as we do this search over the next 40 days, we will see God reveal that purpose to each of us and to us as a group. And we will indeed be invigorated by it and changed. Because trust me, once I figured out that this is supposed to go on the computer in order to get me a program, instead of putting it in the CD player to forget a song, it worked so much better. So will your life. Let's pray. Father God, we just come before you this morning and we just give you praise that you indeed did create each and every one of us with a specific purpose in mind. And that, Lord, even no matter how much we have damaged our lives through sin, through neglect of you and your purpose, you can rewrite that purpose on us. You can fix those scratches, those blemishes, Lord, even if they are broken into many pieces. Lord, you can cause us still to be able to fulfill your purpose for us. So, Lord, that's what we're seeking right now, is that you would guide us over the course of this next 40 days, that we would find your purpose for each one of us individually, and that we would live that purpose and the purpose of this church corporately. We pray this all in Jesus, most precious, most holy, and most intentional name. Amen.